Well, I'm here today with Paul Whiting from Mountain Rescue, and a great nomination has gone forward for Ger in Italy. You know, that's amazing that he's actually received this. Could you just tell us the significance behind this?
Sure, Pat. The Targa d'Argento is the Italian name for the award, but the actual English translation of that is the International Alpine Solidarity Award. And it's really the only international mountain rescue award there is. It started in 1972 by the local people, if you like, of the town of Pinzola in northern Italy in the Dolomites. And after a particularly difficult rescue, the locals felt that they should have a mechanism in which they could honour the local mountain rescuers who were volunteers. So they started this award. And initially it started out being awarded to Italians, but over a period of time they started to receive nominations from other countries, and it's now the de facto International Mountain Rescue Award. So
there is no other International Mountain Rescue Awards, and so it's a very coveted award.
It very much is, yes. As far as we know, it's the only one that we're aware of. Particularly in mountain rescue circles, it's pretty much seen to be a team activity. You know, mountain rescue, it's not like, hurling or football, where you might have a couple of stars on the team and who really stand out. Mountain rescue is very much a team activity. And so, you know, particularly in Ireland, we'd be probably reluctant to nominate an individual. We may nominate a team or a group of team members for such an award, but even within sort of Mountain Rescue Ireland, we don't actually have an award such as this because of the fact that it's a team.
So this is a world recognised, and what Ger has done is actually, from that point of view, it must be very gratifying.
Yes. You know, like when we first found out about it, we weren't too sure whether we could nominate people from outside of Mountain Rescue, but you know, we were assured that under, you know, particular circumstances, you know, people outside of the mountain rescue community could be nominated for it. And we felt because of Ger's, you know, it wasn't just on one occasion, but on multiple occasions that Ger came forward to actually, you know, step up, if you like, and go beyond what is actually, you know, required in you know, extreme alpine environments. And you're probably in a better position, if anybody, to talk about this than anyone, you know, myself. But, you know, Ger had done it twice on Denali, and he'd received an award in, you know, from the Denali National Park rangers for his efforts in Denali on two occasions. There was an event on Everest. There was an incident on Broad Peak in Asia, and of course the event on K2. And you know, it wasn't just towards mountaineers; it was the local people as well that Ger showed his affinity and love for people. You know, there was the fact that there was a cook on his expedition who wasn't feeling well and had to go down to seek medical assistance. And Ger went out of his way.
So overall, like, it's just not for the rescue on K2, but it's like it's Ger's contribution to what he has actually achieved in his lifetime for rescues.
Exactly. You know, that was where we were coming from, that we were nominating Ger on the basis that, you know, not on one occasion, but on multiple occasions, Ger, you know, had gone out of his way to help people. And
well, I must say, like, you know, on behalf of, you know, all the mountaineering fraternity here in Ireland and indeed internationally, we're very grateful to the fact that, you know, us, RE, as an Irish mountain rescue team, have put it forward.
I think, you know, particularly, you know, under, you know, the circumstances here in Ireland where, you know, the media can sort of focus on the negativity and the doom and gloom with the economy, it's nice to be able to have some positive news. And, you know, particularly for somebody, you know, the name hero, you know, can often be thrown around, you know, under different circumstances. But I think, you know, it really does fit for Ger McDonald.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, you know, and I'm sure, you know, the family are ecstatic at this, and, you know, it's indeed a great recognition for Ger and his achievements over the years.
Yeah.
So come here, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Pat. Okay. Great talking to you.